Welcome back, Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. By the way, folks, before we return to the caller here, I just want to make one statement. And, you know, he brought up a good point. So on the break, because directly from the Diamond and Silk testimony, Facebook had reached out to a couple of the House members and said that they were in direct communication with them via Twitter and comments on their Facebook threads, and that Facebook considered that direct communication. So I wrote the following notice to Facebook. This is my official notice to Facebook and all social media platforms. It has come to my attention that Facebook recognizes messages on Facebook as direct communication. See the Diamond and Silk House testimony. So that I am clear, I hereby rescind any and all terms of service agreements that would abrogate my unalienable rights. Thank you very much, Thomas Lackabear Stewart.
Rules for radicals.
Anyway, let's get back to our caller. I'm sure he had a point he wanted to make. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, we on?
Yeah, yes. You're on.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, board operator said I'm bleeding through on the system there. And I told him I got a Verizon headset on. I don't know why.
It's all
anyway,
good.
I had 3 points I wanted to make. All right. There are other alternative social media sharing sites out there. One of them is the one that I love to death, and I wish I could marry the guy, but I'm not like that. All right, it's called, can I give out the URL? It's very short. 153news.net. Now, guess what their term of service is at 153news.net? Guess how many pages? Two paragraphs. That's it. It says,
oh, I like that.
We don't practice censorship here and do not upload no porn, unquote. And that's it. When my cousin saw that and I saw it, I said, hey, sign me, fill in the blanks, up. And I moved all my stuff from YouTube over there right now. Two paragraphs of the TOS. You could have knocked me in the head with a brick.
I hear what you're saying on 153. No, I hear
but
what you're
guess
saying.
What?
Yeah.
YouTube and Amazon trying to take them down, like it's one of their little subsidiaries. And the guy that put that together, right, he is knocking them dead with their little DC, what they call DCMA, you know, takedown notice. He is knocking them dead.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with here's the thing with 153.net. I immediately, when I was terminated off of YouTube, I opened up an account on 153.net, and I started posting the information that we had regarding the money and the angle to the Parkland shooting that followed the Promise Grant program and all of that stuff. And I started getting comments on my thread saying this was a complete hoax, it was a phony, and I said there are people doing videos on that. I'm focusing on the research behind Follow the Money. And the next day, my entire account was gone. So I don't know personally the folks at 153.net, and I don't know that this wasn't some sort of weird accident. But after everything that I've seen with controlled opposition, and I don't want to make any accusations to 153.net because this could have been a mistake. But I went to Steemit, DTube, and BitChute, and I did a test. And I've allowed that test now to run since January. And I posted the same content that I had on 153.net on those other platforms, and it's still there. So I think that a more, and I'm, like I said, I'm not discounting 153, but if I'm going to put my work, I put 6 years of work into YouTube. I'm not ready to put, you know, 6 years of work into another platform to all of a sudden have somebody zap me because I disagreed with the fact that something, or didn't play to the fact that something was an overt hoax. I wasn't really commenting there. I wasn't going there because Lori's and my research really focused on the money. I wasn't focused on the as much the drill and the all of the differing testimony. There were people that were doing that. And I think that sometimes when you run up into personalities, like when there's a small platform like that, you run into personalities and you disagree with them, you could be censored very quickly, and there's no recourse because there's no public conversation. So I'm a little bit worried by that. Where Steemit, Steemit and DTube is blockchain. It really can't be. It really cannot be taken down. Not only that, but the money that I was generating from YouTube, which they owed me $1,500 when they terminated my account, that I've never seen and I probably will never see. I've made more money with Steemit than I have with YouTube, and I've only been there for a little bit more than a month and a half. So there's that too. So go ahead.
Well, I just want to throw two quick jabs out there. I don't care if a diamond is silk. Number one, they go in front of Congress and they testify like they're in a ghetto somewhere. They need to kind of like white woman their voice a little bit. As a black man,
No, they don't. Because that's, you know, it. What? There's Boom. Enough yes men and yes women that go before Congress.
That's it. Boom. I'm not trying to change people's culture. That's
not
how they talk.
That. The people that they went after were verbally attacking them in quote unquote being polite
I'm not with that.
And using rule for radicals. I'm glad they nailed their butts to the wall.
Yep.
We're not getting enough respect as it is as black people. So therefore,
well, they should give respect if they want it.
Well, you know what? They are.
It was a black man after diamond.
Lori, I got this. Lori, I grew up in Camden, New Jersey, sir. And I assure you, I have been in the deepest and the worst of the hood. And I've been with Spanish, Italian, and blacks. And I know a lot of, there's a black slang, I get all that. But you know what? People are who they are. What I like about Diamond and Silk is that they are authentic. They're not polished. If you want to watch somebody who's polished, that went to an Ivy League school, that can talk perfectly Protestant, Christian, white, go watch Anderson Cooper. That CIA mockingbird liar. He'll speak so perfectly for you while he feeds you bullshit, and you're just going to eat that stuff up because he speaks well. I respect Diamond and Silk because they're authentic. They are who they are. They don't make any apologies for it, and I respect them for it.
Well, what I can't cover here, I cover my own radio show in about another 2 hours at the Radio Ark, like Noah's Ark and Radio. So,
good for you.
The point I'm trying to make is, to me, they sound in ghetto. I don't know how they're sounding to you. And trust me,
They sound like you right now. There's nothing wrong with it.
They sound like someone who is not going to take any mess from a corrupt politician. That's exactly what they sound like.
Yeah. And people come all shapes, sizes, colors and ways of talking.
And to just talk and say that they're quote unquote ghetto, that is such a misrepresentation, honestly.
It is. That's wrong. I mean, listen to how you're talking. You got a radio show.
I'm a product of the prison system.
Turn the volume down. I usually don't do that. Sir, you're a product of the prison system. That's an excuse. These two young ladies are a product of their environment as well. So you can have a radio show, and you can have your voice, and you can make excuses for the way you talk, and it's for the product of the prison system. But these young ladies, do you know anything about their childhood? Do you know anything about where they grew up and who they grew up around, who raised them, and what they overcame? Do you have any of that information? Call or gone, Mike. Don't ever let him on my show again. What the hell? This is the typical, you know what?
You know who this is, Tom?
I know who it is. Mm-hmm. I know exactly who it is, and I know his kind. I know his kind. First of all, it's jealousy. Second of all, it's an attack. He wants to attack them for the way they speak while he's speaking the same way they are with a radio show. Talk about the epitome of all hypocrites. That is the right there, folks. You just saw a show hijacked by a provocateur. That's what you just saw, a provocateur. 153net, you know what? I used to go there and watch videos. And it was great while it lasted. But again, these are opinions. They're bringing you to websites that I have been censored on. I got my whole account wiped out at 153.net. So if somebody were to ask me, should I get an account at 153.net? I'd say, I'm sorry. My experience, I can't speak for everybody, is probably not. Not if you want to tell the truth. Anyway.
What we need to do.
I love provocateurs in a way. We need to get back to topic,
otherwise he's accomplished his goal.
Okay? Well, he's not accomplished it. We have a little bit of time. Go ahead.
I want to, there's a couple of clips I'm not going to be able to get to, but I want to go over this real quick. because it is imperative that we go over this, and I already had plans to go over this, so the caller just kind of pointed that out. Rules for radicals. There's 13 rules for radicals. I'm going to go over the rules really quick. I'm not going to go into dissecting or anything like that because I want you to be able to pick out what is going on. Members of Congress are using rules for radicals. This gentleman just tried to use some rules for radicals and it didn't work. So, number one, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from two main sources, money and people. Have and have nots must build power from flesh and blood. Number two, never go outside the expertise of your people. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anyone. Number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. Number four, make the enemies live up to its own book of rules. If the rule is that every letter gets a reply, send 30,000 letters. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly obey all of their own rules. Number five, ridicule is a man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. Number six, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and coming back to do more. They're doing their thing and will even suggest better ones. Number seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Number eight, keep the pressure on. Never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. As the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new. Number nine, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Imagination and ego can dream up many more consequences than any activist. Number 10, the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. It is the unceasing pressure that results in the reactions from the opposition that are essential for the success of a campaign. Number 11, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. Number 12, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you're caught without a solution to the problem. And number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. Now, that is what is going on, whether it be the members of Congress, whether it be the social media sites, or whether it be individuals that want to call in and use some of these tactics. So, if you would, Mike, go ahead and get LV4 ready. If you would. Now, I wanted to tell you something about this representative that Diamond and Silk are getting ready to speak with before you hear
Yes, it is.
Representative Hank Johnson was born October 2nd, 1954. He is a U.S. representative for Georgia's 4th Congressional District, serving since 2007. He's a member of the Democratic Party, and the district is based in DeKalb County, a largely suburban county of East Atlanta. It also includes portions of Gwinnett, Newton, and Rockdale counties. The district's boundaries have been redrawn, and in accordance with the results of 2010 United States Census, since Congressman Johnson's initial election victory in 2006, he's one of only three Buddhists. The other two are being Representative Colin Hanbusa and Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono to serve the United States Congress.
He's a what?
Buddhist.
I don't think he would. I'm not even gonna go there. This guy is too much of an idiot to be anything.
Well, get this. He grew up in Washington, D.C., and his father, of course, worked for the Bureau of Prisons.
And he's a product of the prisons.
Johnson graduated from Clark College, now known as Clark Atlanta University, in 1976. He's a member of Omega Psi Phi Kappa Alpha Chapter, Decatur, Georgia. Texas Southern University's Thurgood Marshall School of Law. In 1979, and he practiced law in Decatur, Georgia. So this individual that is speaking, the reason I'm giving you this information is I want you to know this individual has the intelligence.
An idiot.
And what he's doing, I want you to pay close attention to how he's doing it, because he really tries to use the Rules for Radicals. He also tries to use a little bit of Delphi, Tom.
Yeah, I know. And he's a good manipulator.
Guess what? Delphi didn't work on these American women because Congress is not used to real Americans being there and testifying. Well, they got their hands full today. And so this is what happens when Congress meets the real American women. If you would, Mike, please play LV7.
Yep.
I apologize, LV4. So while he's getting that ready, Tom.
It should be ready.
I keep hearing the Democrats say that all three of the...
I need LV4, please. So I wanted to also make...
The gentleman from Georgia, Mr. Johnson, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We could be here for a lot of reasons this morning. We could be looking into the manipulation of Facebook by the Russians to help Donald Trump get elected. We could be looking into the Russian interference with the presidential election. We could be looking at Russian hacking into state election processes. We could be talking about, in this committee, legislation to protect the Mueller investigation. None of those areas has this committee been involved with during the last 15 months that we've been in session. We could be talking about gun control. We could be talking about the DREAM Act in this committee. No hearings whatsoever. But what we are dealing with today, we're giving a platform to Diamond and Silk. And you ladies are very impressive to me. You have taken something and you have moved forward with it, exercising your First Amendment rights. And you've made a ton of money off of Facebook. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely not, because Facebook censored us for 6 months.
Now, Donald Trump introduced you all at a rally last year. And he introduced y'all saying that you were very popular and you had made a ton of money based on your affiliation with him. Isn't that correct?
Let me tell you what he was doing. He was calling those things that was not as though they were, is what he was doing then. But let me tell you something. Facebook censored us for 6 months.
Hold on 1 second, ma'am. The point I'm trying to make is you all have been bashing Facebook and you've been making a ton of money. Isn't that correct?
Wait a minute, hold up.
You've
unsafe to the community.
You've not been making a ton of money based on your bashing of Facebook.
No. We didn't bash Facebook. What we did was we brought it to the light on how Facebook has been censoring conservative voices like ourselves for 6 months, 29 days, 5 hours, 43 minutes, and 40 seconds. That's what they did.
Now, I can't tell you something.
Have you been making money? Have you been monetizing?
They won't let us monetize on Facebook.
So you haven't
They stopped it for six months, 29 days.
So they've been messing with your money then.
Exactly. That's
they
exactly
limited our
say.
Pages, right. But they did.
And you two did also by demonetizing 95% of our videos for no reason at all,
but
deeming it as hate speech.
But you still
allow me to say
that
we're
selling merchandise on the...
Even if we sell merchandise that don't have anything to do with Facebook. Facebook censored our free speech. And shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored. Yet, when the Black Lives Matter people complain about it, oh, everybody is up in arms. Let me just say this here. If the shoe was on the other foot and Mark Zuckerberg was a conservative and we were liberals, all fences and all chains would have broke loose. You know it and I know it.
Democrats.
But what I find appalling is that these Democrats, they don't want to take up for our voice.
Democrats
would
be in the
street.
Democrats would be in the street right now, marching and calling him all type of racist.
I'd like to give you a little bit more time. I'd like to give you a little bit more time, but I got to move on. I only got a minute left.
Okay.
But I appreciate you all for your entrepreneurial spirit. And we're giving you a tremendous platform with this hearing to make a ton of money when it's over.
That's right. And I hope everybody on Facebook can follow us.
And like yes, that's right. That's right. Because that's what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about the obtaining the American dream. We are African-American women.
That's
if
right.
illegal aliens can come over here and build businesses, why can't we?
Why can't
and we were born on this soil. You don't have a right to silence my voice.
Well, now, I've always heard, though, that... diamonds are a girl's best friend.
They are, and they hard, too.
Nice.
And if I got to be hard and get be firm with you,
that's
I will.
Right.
You're not going to brush us off and dismiss us like we don't have merit here.
But
these people censors us for no reason. They put limitations on our page for no reason, and that was wrong.
But rather than diamonds, you're seeking money with Facebook. Isn't that correct?
Well, you know what? If Facebook is a platform for you to make money, then so be it. Everybody else do it.
And don't stop us from making it.
And don't make us feel guilty because we and other people that's built their brand page want to make money. We've spent plenty of money.
All right.
That's right.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just astounded that this committee would stoop to this level to be... positioning you all to make more money.
We really thank the committee for
allowing
this
us
to the light.
I'm sure
for little voices like us.
I'm sure that
it's little voices like
you.
Us.
Because it wasn't you. You didn't do it.
The time of the gentleman has expired. I thank the exchange. The gentleman asked the questions. The ladies answered his questions. And the chair now recognizes...
I thank the chairman.
The chair now recognizes the gentleman from Iowa, Mr. King, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me see. I'd almost tempted to yield
right,
my
hang
time
on for
back
second.
To Mr.
Hold
Johnson.
On, Tom.
But,
hold on.
you missed it. He said he was almost. Okay, you can stop it, Mike. What he said was he was almost tempted to relinquish his time and give it back to Mr. Johnson.
Yeah,
so they could continue. And that's why I ended it at that one. So everyone,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Mike, do me a favor and ready the clip that I sent you on the gentleman from Georgia. And folks, this is how Hank Johnson makes money. Okay.
Oh, by the way, talking about money, $174,000 a year for the U.S. House of Representatives. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Speaker
mm-hmm.
of the House receives $223,500 a year. And they had every right to speak to Mr. Johnson that way because he is their employee and not their master.
That's
they
right.
They pay
That's a good
his
point.
Check. They
That's
pay
a good point.
His check.
So let's listen now to how Hank makes money. Go ahead and roll my clip.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population,
good,
I think, currently
Mike.
About
that's good. That's good. So this moron, and by the way, just a shout out to our what was that guy's name that called in? I forget
John.
His name. John. Oh yeah, John. A message to you. Here is a man, an African American man, who can speak clearly and so much like an idiot. So, you know, I would just urge John out there to consider, would you rather hear from folks like Diamond and Silk, or would you rather hear from Hank Guam Might Tip Over Johnson? I mean, how did this guy even get into the house? I don't know. But that's just one in a long line of gaps from this guy. He's the gift that just continues to keep on giving.
I have another one, and I wanted to also say before you hear these clips, because I want to correct some things.
Mm-hmm.
The notion that Diamond and Silk received monies from Donald Trump is not true. What happened was they paid reimbursed for their own travel, and they were reimbursed only for the travel. So that is not being paid as an employee or being paid by Donald Trump, even though they try to misrepresent that. I want to correct one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
Pay close attention to this next clip, because Sheila Jackson Lee is going to be the next clip. And Sheila Jackson Lee tries to twist and manipulate to make it look as if Diamond and Silk have perjured themselves in Congress. Apparently, Sheila Jackson Lee does not understand that the 12th comes after the 11th. So let's make this clear. She tries to twist things from what Diamond and Silk had said on the 11th in an interview with Laura Ingraham. And because
Lori,
at that time, yes.
Lori, allow me to interject. This is the same mathematician that thought our Constitution was 400 years old.
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Common Core does miraculous things. So that is we wanted to make sure that you understood that, because they are spewing quite a bit of lies. Also, I wanted to correct one thing that Mr. Johnson said that was also a lie. When he made the statement that President Trump said that they had made tons of money off YouTube, that is not what was said. What was actually said when Donald Trump introduced Diamond and Silk, he said that, "I hope you have monetized your video." That is a huge difference than saying you've made a lot of money off of your video.
Oh, of course. And again, here's this communist Marxist moron who wants to try and smear them for making money. Well, the whole point of the matter is if you're exercising your inalienable right to express yourself makes you money, that's what the free market is all about.
Absolutely.
And God forbid these collectivists have people that don't fall into the narrative end up making money on that.
Okay, let's get to the clip, and we have a caller. Please hold until after the clip so you can make some comments. And actually, I believe I hear the music, Tom. So we'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors. We'll get to the clip and we'll get to the caller. Please hold on, Richard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sails, close the sea appears. With no provisions, but no grace. Lord, the straits of fear.
Welcome back, Resurrection Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, keep in mind, our time slot is moving to 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's because I'm in Oregon still. For at least a time. So we hope that you follow us over there. We're working on a couple things that we may announce on Monday in addition to that. Keep in mind we're moving that switch. All of you that want to chat with us, we're going to be using the chat over there too. It's resurrectrepublic.chattango.com. And folks, we really do need your donations and your support. Now, I know that times are a little tough and supporting the network is really important, but, you know, I've asked a few times and, we need you to go to resurrectrepublic.com, click on that PayPal button and send us your support. It doesn't have to be a lot. If a few of you out there, I'll just throw a little something. It would make a big difference. We're really in need of some new equipment. As well, you guys know that I've been gone for over a year and a half. All of my equipment is pretty much gone that I had to places unknown at this point. Over the course of 10 years, I've built up a lot of equipment to be able to do what I do. And I'm operating on, some stuff that I would like to enhanced. So if you could go to resurrectrepublic.com, click on that donate button. We'd greatly appreciate it. So anyway, you have some more clips, and we have a caller. Which you want to get to first there, Lori?
Well, I want to do the clip so that I can get the opinion of the caller, but I wanted to let you know the Sheila Jackson Lee is the next one coming up. And I want to point out that in 2015, Miss Lee was worth $3,547,506.
How'd she manage that as a career politician?
Oh, because she's the career politician. That's exactly right. However, I want to point that out because the travel reimbursement expenses are a little bit over $1,000. And she's making a huge deal out of that, okay? And she is worth, let me repeat that again, $3,547,506.
So here you have an African-American politician who represents the Enslavement Party, castigating two African-American conservative women for making a few bucks on Facebook with their opinion. I love it. What a windbag. Go ahead.
Yeah, over a couple thousand. And you know that they don't make that much. Even if they were to get 1 million views, you're not going to make that much off of YouTube.
I don't care.
And I hope they become millionaires out of this, to be honest with you. I do. I would love it if they did, because it would tickle me pink just for the fact that every time they come and try to attack somebody for constitutional issues and they try to trash and make them look bad, they make themselves look bad, and I love success stories out of that, and I believe Diamond and Silk are one of those. So I want to go ahead and go to that clip, and then we'll get to our caller. Mike, if you would please play LV5.
I think it is important to note two things. One, there is a question of this hearing as to establish whether there was a pattern. I think that's very important. I think we'd probably have to have 10 hearings, and I don't view this hearing as particularly important. I do want to take note of the fact, Mr. Chairman, that the Senate has just passed out of committee the special counsel legislation, of which it would be appropriate for us to hold a hearing on the special counsel legislation to protect Special Counsel Mueller. That is, in fact, a bipartisan bill with a number of Republicans on it. So I hope, and let me make a formal request that we do so and mark up that bill that has been introduced by Mr. Nadler. I'd also like to introduce into the record articles from Ms. Hardaway, Ms. Richard, dealing with expressions of dismay or disagreement with a number of entities. Ask unanimous consent to introduce exclusive Diamond Silk Crash Hillary Clinton's race baiting. She is not our slave master. Diamond Silk criticized Michelle Obama, and then, of course,
hear, hear,
a message for Oprah. Ask unanimous consent to put these in the record. Thank you. And I think that is clear that there is a First Amendment protection that you all deserve, as I deserve it, as the witnesses deserve it. So let me pose these questions. Ms. Hardaway, have you ever been paid by the Trump campaign?
No. We've never been paid by the Trump campaign.
You've never been paid by the Trump campaign.
We have never been paid by the Trump campaign.
Not $5, not $100.
We have never been paid. We have never been paid by the Trump campaign.
Let me ask a specific question. $1,274.94.
We have never been paid.
Ms. Hardaway, my understanding is that you received the now infamous email from Facebook, the email calling your space page unsafe on April 8th, 2018?
No. That was not April the 8th. We received that on April the 5th, 2018.
Thank you. Now on April 11th, you appeared on the Ingram Angle on Fox News to discuss this matter. The host, Laura Ingram, asked, did you get contacted by Facebook, and has this been reversed? Have you been contacted by Facebook?
We was contacted via Twitter on April the 12th.
You responded, we have not been in communication with Facebook. We have not been in contact. We have not spoken to anyone over the phone.
That's true. We hadn't been in contact with them. We haven't spoken to anyone over the phone.
Right. They said it was in direct communications with us, and we had not been in direct communication.
But did you, on that show, say that you were not contacted?
We were not contacted. We was contacted on the 12th. We was contacted on the 12th via Twitter.
All right. So are you saying that you did not lie on that show, or you did lie?
We did not lie on that show. We did that show on the 11th. We was contacted by Twitter on the 12th, by Facebook on the 12th via Twitter. And when we looked in our verifies, there they were.
Is it your testimony today that as of April 11th, when you went on Ms. Ingram's show and said that Mr. Zuckerberg had lied about trying to contact you, that Facebook never reached out to you or Ms. Richardson about this issue?
Mark Zuckerberg said that they was in direct communication with us, that like they had spoken to us. They did not do that.
Did you get information from Zuckerberg or Facebook?
No.
Any means of communication?
No.
You just said you got it through Twitter.
We got it through Twitter on the 12th, on April the 12th.
The next day.
Hold on for a moment, Ms. Jackson. Don't try to mince my words. Let me explain to you this here. April the 5th, 2018, they took and they deemed us unsafe to the community and told us it wasn't appealable.
Have you got that was
April the April the 12th is when they...
I am the one asking questions. You're in a judicial committee hearing, and I respect you, and you're going to respect me. Now, my question is, have you gotten contact from Facebook? And Ms. Richardson may want to answer it. Have you?
No.
All right. And you're saying under oath that you did not. And so the Twitter is not communication?
The way you're asking that question is a little confusing. No, you're asking that question, and you're missing words right here.
Have you gotten any communication from Facebook?
On April the 12th, via Twitter.
And what mode was that?
That was via Twitter.
All right, so, and you got information. So your testimony that you did not is not truthful.
That is truthful.
Let me move on to Professor Wallman.
Time of the gentlelady.
Okay, can you pause that for just a second?
Garbage.
Can you see how they use Rules for Radicals and Delphi and twist and manipulate in order to try to make the truth a lie? That is what we need to expose. This woman obviously cannot be that completely ignorant that she doesn't understand that the 12th is after the 11th. You know, she can't.
Lori, I'm looking at the Senate.gov. The allocations for congressional salaries. If you scroll down, you'll come across the members' representational allowance, MRA, supporting personnel, office expenses, travel to the district and back, and mail for members of the House. And by the way, just for each staff member, their personnel is close to $1 million per staff member.
Wow.
And they get reimbursed for all of their traveling expenses. So the hypocrisy in this absolute scumbag taking these girls apart when every one of her trips are paid for and she's got $1 million to pay for staff to run her errands and do all of the her stuff work. You know, if Diamond and Silk had $1 million to spend on staff,
I say we take Sheila Jackson Lee's taxpayer money, take it from her, give it to Diamond and Silk, and let Diamond and Silk represent all of us.
Yep. Yeah,
that would be great.
You know, and they're only supposed to earn through extra income a certain percentage, as according to the House Ethics Committee.
Yeah,
and
I think
I'm kind of
like
wondering how. Yeah, I'm wondering how she's accumulated the stockpile. But then again, of course, there's all kinds of interesting ways they can shift the money around. But you know,
Because if you look at the estimated net worth of her, and I do leave links for everybody to be able to go and look at this, by the way, underneath.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2005, she was under $800,000.
Yeah.
Okay. She was really close towards the bottom. And then 2006 and 2007, she remained pretty much the same. She started climbing in 2008 and she passed the $800,000 mark in 2009. So it went down just a tiny bit of a hair in 2011, climbs up in 2012 and 2013 to almost a little bit below $1.6 million, and then in 2013, it went from below $1.6 million to about $1 million, actually, is about where it's at on the graph.
Yeah, I think we need
way
a hearing on that.
Past $3.2 million in 1 year, and it's been steadily climbing ever since. So I think
Lori,
if anything needs an investigation, it's Miss Her.
I hate to do this, but how long has John been waiting? Is John still with us?
John's not on. It's Richard.
Oh, Richard. Richard.
Are we almost? How much longer do we have of the clip? Because I want him to hear the whole thing so he can comment.
Tell Richard to hang on just for a couple more seconds. Go ahead. Roll the clip.
Let's finish that clip, and then we're going to get to Richard.
that my introduction of my two young ladies not be attributable to my time.
How you use your time is yours, and that did count on your time.
That is not the case. Professor Wallman, I'd like you to answer this question.
Time of the gentlelady has expired.
If Facebook attempts to answer the question or respond,
time of the gentlelady
is that legitimate that Facebook
time
can,
of the gentlelady
in fact,
has expired.
Is that legitimate that
time
Facebook
of the gentlelady
can, in
has
fact,
expired.
Be held to
We're going to get through all the witnesses.
So let's get to our next caller, and then I have one more clip that I think would be great for closing out the show. Tom, how are you doing tonight, Richard?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm supposed to be delivering pizzas, but I got to sneak this in. I think that people really need to look into who are the Sheila Jackson Lees and the Maxine Waters. We really need to look into their backgrounds. Nobody never looks into it. These guys are what you call black boule. B-O-U-L-E. And they were
Ooh, somebody sent me that in the chat room.
Yeah. And, I mean, you guys would be the perfect crew to look into this and bring this to the forefront. Fritz Springmeier, before they sent him to prison, you know, I don't know if you know who he is. He was writing books and information about the Illuminati. Well, he said I called a show that he was on. Okay, yeah, so you're familiar with him. He's a credible guy. He went to prison for this stuff. So he said he had the material put together to expose the black boule, but he never got to it because they sent him to prison. So the black boule are very dangerous. These are the greatest race baiters in history because they're all very well educated. They pick them literally out of the top schools in America. They come, they run them through the Greek system, Phi Beta Kappa, you know, they're kind of like the black version of Skull and Bones. But they have their own mottos, their own flags, and they're sworn. And I'm gonna get off with this, and you guys can finish. They are their sworn MO is to protect and serve the secret families, the secret societies, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. So they have no allegiance to black people, no allegiance to white people, or anybody in between. Definitely no allegiance to this country. Yes, sir.
Richard, are you African American?
Yes, sir.
You are?
Thank
you for speaking out about this. And could you do me a favor and leave my producer your number? Because this is an area that I haven't researched, and I would like to talk to you about that.
I'll tell you what, I can do you better than that. Go to YouTube, because even Dick Gregory, he just passed. Love him or hate him, he tried to expose these people. They have whole entire series, thorough breakdowns of who they are, when they started, what their purpose is. I mean, this is scientific at the end of the day. And so you can go to YouTube. They have gay boule, they have entertainer boule, they have rapper boule, but it's best that you get it from the experts. And you can go to YouTube and they have multiple sources. And
now, Richard,
better than me, they have the
Now Richard, is that B-O-U-L-E?
Yes, B-O-U-L-E.
B-O-U-L-E.
Okay. I'm gonna have to research that, Tom. That sounds very Richard, you're amazing.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you for that. Gino in the chat room has been he mentioned that it just went right past me. Thanks, Gino, thank you, Richard.
We gotta expose these people because if you look at what they've done, I mean, I gotta go after this. And thanks for taking the time to hear this. But they replaced a guy named Vernon Johns with a guy named Martin Luther King Jr. because Martin Luther King Jr. was the boule that they wanted in place to continue this fake push towards what's just called social justice and all that. But Martin Luther King woke up later on, and then they had to take him out. So boules start at the very top. People are like, I mean, you name it, the highest level, they're boule. I'm not going to name any names, but at the highest level. So I'll stop right there. And the more people know about them, then we'll know what CNN is all about, MSNBC, all these guests that they have on, from Don Lemon to, you name them, Jesse Jackson. They're all boule, and we got to know that so we'll know these people aren't sincere about anything. They're just about like the young lady was breaking down the dollar amount that they're all worth, and she's one of the broker ones. I mean, Maxine Waters and the rest of them have maxed out. So, hey, I got to go in. They're looking at me like I'm crazy for sitting out here talking. But thanks for what you
Richard,
do.
Richard, thank you
and
so much.
Doing it. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you so much for your call, Richard. Please call back in.
Ah, right. That just goes to show you that, you know, being an American, and I hate to say that, are you African-American? But there was a reason I asked him, because I wanted to know his deeper knowledge of it, you know. But, you know, this is just goes to show you, when you're in a fight for freedom, it doesn't matter. All of these things don't matter. Well, and we know that we use these cultural invasions to try and to just create culture wars, because, divide and conquer. But, Vernon Johns, replaced by MLK. You know, MLK, there were certain aspects of Martin Luther King that bothered me, his communist ties, and it was kind of wondering why all that came into play. And, then the lawsuit came about, and it was shown that the faction of the FBI, as well as the Memphis police, were both involved in his assassination. And I knew there was, it went even deeper than we knew about. It usually always does. But, you know, this, it makes sense. It really does make sense. And they are serving an agenda that enslaves their entire people. This is why we can't understand. What in the hell are you thinking in Chicago? What are you thinking?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Is.
We're running out of time, so you got more
we
clips?
Are. So I do. And I think the best one that I am going to end off with is Representative Biggs. And he makes statements that are backing up the targeting of conservatives, but he brings up some really hot topics. And I think you really, everyone deserves to hear this. So if you would please, Mike, play LB7.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This has been very interesting. I want to make clear, I keep hearing the Democrats say that all three of the male witnesses have testified that they have seen no evidence of any kind of bias against conservative thought on these platforms. That's true, I think, with Mr. Zucca and Professor Waldman. Mr. Chavarin indicated, I think, that he had not indicated...
He
had not examined the question. So that to me, is a kind of a misrepresentation that we've heard consistently from our friends across the aisle all hearing. So thank you for clarifying that, Mr. Chavarin. I also want to add some additional information with regard to what we've seen here today. There are other reported instances besides Diamond and Silks. I appreciate all five of you being here today. The Sportsman Shop is an instance that they noticed that their Facebook advertisements promoting the sale of American flags had been removed.
Mm-hmm.
And after reaching out to Facebook, they noticed that all of their advertising capabilities had also been made unavailable. This is a problem, and Facebook provided their indication that anything that linking to sales of firearms would be blocked henceforth, but not with companies like Dick's and Cabela's. This is kind of an indicia of bias. Gizmodo has reported as well that news curators within Facebook have also admitted that they do suppress conservative thoughts and ideas. And there's been some work done by other researchers who have indicated that just under half of U.S. adults use Facebook for news. They're massively influential in news, but when they changed their platform, we saw from January 2018 a steady decrease in the top 25 biggest publishers on Facebook. They moved from many of the conservative links, such as Fox News, Western Journal, etc. They moved consistently, post-change, further down that list. Now, I don't think anybody's isolated the variables necessarily to say that the audience may have changed, but it does provide some correlative indicia that the result of that algorithmic change by Facebook impacted the dissemination of conservative thought and ideas, and that is what we're trying to get at today. We're not trying to get into the issue of privacy. That's been going on in other issues, and that's an issue that we can take care of as well. George Upper, the executive editor of Western Journal, has said this algorithm change, intentional or not, has in effect censored conservative viewpoints on the largest social media platform in the world. This change has ramifications that in the short term are causing conservative publishers to downsize or fold up completely, and in the long term could swing elections in the United States and around the world toward liberal politicians and policies. Mark Zuckerberg said that we've rolled out a number of changes to newsfeed that try to boost in the ranking broadly trusted news sources. The one thing that's interesting here is he doesn't indicate his definition of broadly trusted news sources until he gets to this, Wall Street Journal or New York Times. And he says even if everyone reads them, the people who don't read them typically still think they're good, trustworthy journalism. I don't know if that's true either. But the point is they control this massive platform. Mm-hmm. They make money off this massive platform. And they then, in turn, regulate that platform themselves, as right now I think it's their right to do. I think it's their right to do. The problem is they hinder, and perhaps deliberately so, the ability of others to pursue their ideal. Now, I just want to real quick point out, I think that was very interesting because this was reported April 25th in Western Journal, that Google rejects publishers' ads because they mentioned Bible and Jesus.
Time of the gentleman has expired. Thank you.
So because they mentioned Bible and Jesus, and they brought up a lot of really good points in this hearing. Good for you, Diamond and Silk. Shout out to you tonight.
Yep,
great job standing out for the American people and yourselves. We're proud of you.
Yep, they're definitely not the Boulé.
Oh, it was wonderful. It is wonderful. I don't care what kind of accent. And, you know, that kind of bothered me, that statement a little bit. And I'll tell you why. Because had somebody been up there using sign language for it, all right, or had an accent from, whatever part of the country that you're from, it depends on your accent, you know.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. You know, you have no right to judge others. Pull the sty out of your own eye before you pull it out of others. And although, I'm glad that John has his own platform to speak, I also know Tom. He is pro taking the guns from everybody because he's not allowed to have guns. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah. So
miss that one?
You did. We had a great debate.
Oh, I would have had fun ripping his.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we had a great debate.
However, let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. Because did he ever tell you whether he committed a violent crime or not?
All he did was say that he was previously in prison, felon, and is
okay. Let's just say for a moment.
But
let's
I had the constitutional discussion with him, and he admitted it was unconstitutional. So,
if his rights are violated, right. It's okay to violate everybody else's rights.
Right, and we don't believe in that for sure. As always, everyone,
dear
I hope
Lord
you
Jesus,
enjoyed the show
strength.
Tonight. I hope it made you smile, gave you a little bit of good news. Americans are rising up all across this land, and it is not African American or Mexican American. It is you are American. Period. We love you all. Thank you for joining us tonight. And Tom, what time's the show on Monday?
11 a.m. Pacific time. Yep.
All right.
So meet us there. 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
Monday.
Love you guys. Go ahead. Say your thing.
Everyone, watch your backs. Check your backs. This is Mike Ellis. Have a wonderful night.
Hoorah!
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction,